So this has already been a fun, special day. Again, thank you to everyone who's made the trip here. I know we at least have some folks from Florida, as far as Florida, the Petersons, who I had not met, but just did on the way in. And so I think they might be the farthest travelers, but whether you're just from across town or whether you're here every Sunday or whether you've come in from out of state, we really appreciate you all being here today. Good memories, stories of faith and fellowship, and you'll have time to continue to share those stories as we go through the afternoon. But today is a reminder of the importance of church, of why we do this together, of why we gather as a body of Christ. We gather as the people of faith. This place matters not because of the building, although there are certainly memories attached to the things that you see and the places that you go. This place matters not because of the physical location, although I know some of you lived in the neighborhood. Some still do. And that's exciting, I'm sure, to come back. And some of you haven't been here for a while, and you'll probably drive by a home that you used to live in, and those memories matter. But this place matters because of the people. It matters because of the people that God has called to be here and to be a part of this body. And so we rejoice today that so many of you have come back to be a part of this celebration. People who have been touched by the good news of Jesus. People who have been loved by others. People who have come to faith through this ministry. People who have grown in your relationship with Jesus. And that's why this church matters. Broadway has been here for countless people through marriages. We heard some of that. Through new births. Through baptisms. Through confirmations. Through times of sorrow. Through times of illness and loss. And through times of rejoicing, through times of celebration. So thank you. Thank you for the ways that you have contributed, each one of you in this room. Again, whether you've been in the church for a few weeks or whether your relationship with this place goes back decades, thank you for the ways that you have made this church what it is. And we hope that you do feel welcome here today. We also hope that you know that you're welcome to come back. Don't make this your only time to come back to Broadway. You're always welcome to be a part of our ministry. So we've had a good celebration already, and we do have an indoor picnic that awaits in just a little bit. So I promise not to preach too long, but I do want to share a passage that speaks to what we're doing here today. Speaks to this celebration of our life together as a church family, and it comes from the beginning of Paul's letter to the Philippians. In chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, Paul wrote this: "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Paul began his letter to his friends in Philippi with the same spirit that we're sharing here today with one another. I thank my God every time I remember you. And I think the stories that have already been told today, those memories that have been shared, are really in that spirit of being thankful for the people that God has brought into your life through this ministry. And so as the current pastor of Broadway, and I know some of you don't know me, I've been the pastor here now for 6, going on 7 years, but I hope that it's okay for me to speak on behalf of the whole church when I say we thank God for each of you. We thank God for each of you. That is, we thank God for everyone who has been a part of this ministry. Some of you have been a part of this ministry for many years. Others, your time here at Broadway might have been short, or maybe it's only been short. It's only been for a few weeks or months or a few years now. Some of you can remember that you helped to build this building, literally, here in this place, working hard to put up the walls in which we now sit. Some of you are here to help establish ministries that continue to this day. Some of you have been here as leaders, as teachers. Some of you came here to work hard. Some of you came into this church because you had needs. Some of you came here because you wanted to meet the needs of other people. And God led you into this place. Some of you brought musical gifts. You came here to sing and to play to the glory of God. Some of you came here and you had gifts of administration and leadership, and you served in those ways. Others in gifts with gifts of hospitality and compassion, and you were those who loved and cared for others. Some were called to serve up front, and everybody saw you on Sunday morning. Others served behind the scenes and in quiet ways, and maybe nobody even knew the contributions that you made, but God saw it, and this church is better because of what you did. We all matter. We all matter in the body of Christ, and so we give thanks for each of you. We also give thanks for the larger church, and that's part of what has been on my mind as I've thought about this morning. We give thanks for believers who are worshiping across town today. We give thanks for believers who are in churches all around the world today, because this is not the only church. We are part of something so much bigger than one church or one gathering of believers. Which then leads us to another reason that we have to rejoice, and that is that we share a partnership in the gospel. Paul says, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel, from the first day until now. Even in those early formative years of the church, Paul understood that we are all in this thing called the church together. And we call it a church, but it isn't just this congregation. The church of Jesus Christ goes all around the world now. And people worship in many different languages. And they gather in many different buildings and many different local gatherings of people of faith. And we understand that no one can make the church happen all on their own. We all need one another. And so there is this partnership in the gospel. We are partners in sharing ministry and in sharing mission. We are partners in the faith that we share together. We are partners in the life that we live together in Christ. And that life is not ever meant to be lived alone. From the very beginning, it was meant to be lived with brothers and sisters in faith, with people that you can worship with and pray for and who you can go to for support, and people that you can come alongside when they are in need. And that goes for the people who have been here from the very beginning of this congregation. Some of you were young people when Broadway started, and you grew up here, and some of you are still here all these years later. You've spent your whole life of faith here. Others of you were part of this ministry years ago, and you've moved on, and that's okay. It's okay that you've moved on. God has called you other places, and I hope that you've found another church home where you can continue to grow and worship and serve and be a part of what God is doing in the church that is the larger church of Jesus Christ. And wherever God has you now, we are still partners in the gospel. We serve the same Lord. We praise the same God. We read the same Bible. We listen to the whisper of the same Holy Spirit who guides us in our lives and guides our church in all that we do. And so our partnership in the gospel means that we are not alone. Broadway isn't the only church that loves Jesus. It is one of the churches, and it's a good church, but it's not the only church. It's not the only church that is called to share the love and message of Jesus. And that's good news, because we are not alone in ministry. We are not alone in faith. And this partnership in the gospel also means, for a church like Broadway, that we have to do our part. That we have to reach the people that God has called us to reach. Because the whole kingdom of God is counting on us to reach the people that God sends our way. And to love the people who are a part of this fellowship. And to worship and read God's word and pray and serve and do all the things that a church is supposed to do to the best of our ability in this place and with the people that God has sent here. And then at the same time, we pray for other believers. And we pray for other churches that they also will serve in the mission field that God has given to them. Another truth that we find in this passage comes in verse 6. And that is that Paul says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And here is what we are celebrating today. That Jesus is doing good work in and through each one of us. Jesus is doing good work. Jesus began a good work in you. And again, many of you came to know Jesus in this church. Maybe it was through a Sunday school class or youth ministry. In fact, I would imagine that for some of you, there is someone in this room today who helped lead you to Christ. And if that's the case, I hope you'll say thank you to them today. Because what a wonderful heritage that is, that someone took the time, maybe they didn't even realize the impact they were having in your life. But they took the time to love you and to read God's word and to tell you stories and to encourage you and to pray for you. And it changed your life. And if you're aware of that, you should tell them thank you today. Along the way, God has led us in many different ways. Some, again, have moved away. Some have found other church homes. Some have stayed here to grow and serve Jesus in this place. But this passage tells us that Jesus isn't finished with you yet. He is still doing this good work in your life. He's watching over you. He's helping you to grow in your faith. And even if you've been walking with Jesus for 60 or 70 or 80 years, he's not done with you, and that walk continues. Jesus still has good work to do in your life. He's showing you how to serve his church. He's giving you opportunities to love the people around you and to share his good news. And Jesus will keep doing that good work in you until the very end of this life. Because our God always keeps his promises. And it's that promise that he has made us, that good news that he has told us, that we celebrate today. Jesus has promised to keep doing his good work in this congregation. And so I know for those of you who have come back and you haven't been in Broadway for a number of years and you look around, there might be faces. I know there are faces here you don't recognize. Mine might be one of them. And you might think, oh, maybe it's not the church that it was 30 years ago. Oh, maybe it's not the church it was 40 years ago. And it's not. It's changed. People have come and gone, but God is still doing good work here. And the promise of Jesus is that he's going to keep that good work going. Broadway Covenant Church belongs to Jesus. He started this church. He has done good work here in many, many lives. And he will continue to do good work here for many years to come. And so we give thanks for each of you. And we joyfully share in the ministry of the gospel. And we celebrate the good work of Jesus that he's done among us and that he will continue to do among us. And all of this is done for the glory of God, and we give thanks to him for all that he's done in this church. So with that, let me invite you to bow your heads, and we're going to give thanks to God again. Lord, we do give you praise. We give you thanks today for the good things that you have done in this church. We give you thanks, Lord, for the promises that you have made to us. Each one of us as your own children, loved and saved by Jesus. We give you thanks for the faith that we have found through the testimony of people in this church, for the ways that we have grown in that faith, for the ways that you've called us to serve you and to tell your good news to others. And Lord, we give you praise for the promise that you will continue to do good work in our lives, and you will continue to use us to do good work in this church and in other churches. Lord, you are not done with us, and we give you thanks today that you have important work and a calling in each of our lives, and I pray that you would help us to be faithful. Lord, bless this church. Bless each one who's here today so that we can serve and walk with you in all that we do. Lord, we love you and we thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior. We pray these things in his good name.